16 seconds to go first quarter. Long three ball. Convoy Crestview way short. Rebound Redskins up the floor to Rose. 8 seconds left. Deep right corner, Corinne Heitkamp. A bomb. Short, no good. Rebound stuck up and in! In! At the buzzer! Schultes! An amazing shot!
And you'll enjoy one amazing game after another on ScoresBroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
There's still life in the Yellow Jackets. Down six, 55 seconds to go. Here's Gordon on the arc. Gives it up on the play to Tabor. Back to Andre. Straightaway triple. Good! Sydney's within three. 41-38.
ScoresBroadcast.com has covered more than 1,600 exciting high school basketball games since 2006.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained the three. Just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot.
That was one of those no, great shots.
Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out for Gordon. A dunk. He flushed it. Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sydney in the lead by five.
Wow.
Oh, we'll wow you with terrific plays and three-pointers at crunch time.
Rebound pinballed, right back to Priest Ryan. Blocked on the play.
Wow.
Blocked on the play. Jacob Playman, outlet to Paul. Botkins for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good! Good! Botkins up one. Botkins up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
And ScoresBroadcast.com has called numerous state championships like this one.
Jacob Playman to the stripe. 7.4 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Playman up. It is rimming around and going in. Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerplunk! It fell through. Botkins up four.
ScoresBroadcast.com is online and on the air with thrilling boys and girls high school basketball.
Top of the circle, Holscher. Oh, she's got an avenue right down the lane. Streak to the rim. Left-handed shot. Banked it home. It's a beauty. Corinne Heitkamp airmails one in from 25. Left wing, open player, Brandewee. Bombs away, in again. Corinne Heitkamp, Colleen Brandewee, back-to-back trace. Here's Riley on a theft. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Walton.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Normie girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished.
We are the champions. We are the champions.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Hello, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer along with Derek Olding. A late good morning to you from Berlin Highland, the classic in the country. The Fort Loramie Girls, Division IV, take on the Sheridan Generals, who were bumped up to D1 this year. Fort Loramie's enrollment 98 for girls, Sheridan 274. This opponent for Fort Loramie today is a superb basketball club. Went to the state championship 2 years ago in Division II. Three starters back from last year, including 5'11", Jamison Stenson. She's averaging 18 a game. She'll go inside and out. She's had 29 points twice already this year. Fort Loramie will be tested by Thornville Sheridan here in this game at the Classic in the Country in Berlin, Ohio. You might ask, where in the world is Sheridan? Well, it's in Thornville, east of Columbus, about an hour, just north of I-70 in Perry County. The Sheridan Generals take part in the Muskingum Valley League. We are here at the Perry Reese Community Center Complex. Good crowd on hand. Facility seats about 2,400. I'd say it's half full. We've had an internet outage here in the last 15, 20 minutes or so. We're dealing with that the best we can, so stay with us. If we do drop out for an instant, hopefully we'll come right back. The Sheridan team is loaded with Stinson and Saffel and Heller. Three double-digit scores, Ava Heller, Nora Saffel. 5'7", 6 feet respectively. Both average 12 a game. As I said, Stinson is at 18. Of course, the Fort Laramie Redskins, deep and talented with a quartet of two-year letter winners, plus three more who have lettered. 6-foot junior forward Victoria Mesher has become a force inside. Avery Brandewee rounding into shape, overcoming a couple ankle injuries. She was All-State honorable mention last year, was Avery. And, of course, the Skylar Albers and Jaden Rose, a pair of senior guards, lead the way on the perimeter. 94-foot floor here at Berlin Highland. That's interesting. We'll see how that affects these two clubs. Fort Laramie loves to run the floor and get up and get down. And the Redskins will push Sheridan, that is for sure. Carla Siegel, head coach of Fort Laramie, looking forward to this tournament every year. Loves this event. She's been here a number of times in her 25-year career coaching Fort Laramie girls basketball. The atmosphere at the Classic is one of a kind, she said, with great basketball talent, supportive fans from all across the state. Each time we come, we leave a better team with a clearer vision of our goals. These two clubs met in a shootout over the summer. Fort Laramie girls were missing four starters. Sheridan took Fort Laramie to task. The Generals are the favorite here today, make no doubt about that. But Fort Laramie is here to play its best basketball and knock them off. Should be a fine game. Somehow, some way, Fort Laramie's got to slow down the 5'11 Stinson on the inside. Victoria Mesher will start out on her, and you can expect a trio of other Redskin defenders, including Skylar Albers, Jaden Rose, and Miley Chateau, to get some defensive assignments on Stinson of Sheridan. We'll return with more. Our game before the Fort Laramie contest is winding down, about a minute to go in the fourth quarter. We'll be back with more information about these two clubs and a look at the two head coaches when we return on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the north northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
25-year head coach Carlos Siegel has taken our Redskins down a tough schedule path this year. This is the seventh consecutive road Saturday. Each one a difficult assignment. Triumphs over Liberty Benton, 50-33 back on December 2nd. December 9th, a trouncing of Arcanum, 69-17. A tight win over Minster, 50-47 on Saturday, December 16th. A week later, 65-43, a triumph at Versailles, followed up by a win at Ottawa Glandorf, 55-52 on Saturday, December 30th. And then last Saturday afternoon at St. Henry, a victory against the Mac School, the other Redskins, by a final tally of 47-28. And the opponent today here at the Classic in the Country is Sheridan from Thornville, Ohio. And it's a club that can score points, as I've alluded. 5'11", Jamison Stenson has pumped in as many as 31 on one occasion this year, 29 twice, in a recent victory over Zanesville-Maysville by a whopping 42 points. Stenson nailed 31 markers for the game, pulled down 10 rebounds, had 7 steals, 4 assists. That's why she is going Division I at the collegiate level. Ava Heller added 11 points, 4 assists in that game. Nora Saffel chipped in with 10 points and 10 boards. Sheridan was ahead by just 6 at the end of a quarter against Maysville, 13-7, but scored 52 points in the next two periods. Unbelievable. Fort Loramie's got to slow them down. As I mentioned a few minutes ago, Fort Loramie will utilize a combination of 3 or 4 young ladies against Stinson, starting out with Victoria Mesher. We'll return with more starting lineups, opening tip just around the corner on scoresbroadcast.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of LaCow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping Custom Fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping Custom Fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy, and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin. Serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. SecureCon in Minster. SecureCon. Online at SecureCon.com. The pros in protection. And these 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
This is our Locale Equipment Student Athlete Spotlight segment here on ScoresBroadcast.com. We'll highlight a Fort Loramie player. It's Avery Brandewey under the focus of Locale Equipment here today. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center has been there since the early 1980s after having moved to Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name Locale. Locale Equipment, a founding sponsor for ScoresBroadcast.com. Thank you, Locale, so much. Locale has sustained that support since 2006 and 7. We would not be on the air today without the assistance of Locale Equipment, which today highlights Avery Brandewey, junior basketball player for Fort Loramie, a 3.88 GPA, daughter of Jeff and Stacy, takes part in FCCLA, outstanding volleyball player, National Honor Society, yearbook, history club. Older sister Colleen, who played for head coach Carlos Siegel, is at Ohio State. Younger sister Olivia is in the seventh grade. And Avery will attend Rhodes Community College and pursue a career in dental hygiene. Fort Loramie and Sheridan, the Generals, they're called. Coming up in just a few minutes, both teams out on the floor shooting around. We'll have the tip in about 7 minutes from now. Fort Loramie against D1 Sheridan on ScoresBroadcast.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring and Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
Fort Loramie girls head coach Carla Siegel pushing toward 550 victories at the helm of the girls basketball program at Fort Loramie. This year is her 25th. She became the 24th girls coach in Ohio to top the 500 victory mark one season ago. The Fort Loramie girls basketball program has earned more than 960 triumphs in total, placing it right at the top or very near the top of all schools in OHSAA girls basketball history. J.D. Walters, in several seasons, head man of the Sheridan Generals, has his club perched at 11-0, unbeaten this year. He said to me about an hour ago, we played great defense all year, but have struggled to score a little more than in past seasons. I asked him to compare this club to the one 2 years ago that went to the 2022 state championship against Kettering Alder. And he said, well, it's tough to compare to past years, but we've got a very good team. Our district will be extremely competitive with Proctorville, Fairland, Uniotto, Circleville, Marietta, Warren, among the clubs contending for the district championship with Sheridan, which plays in the Muskingum Valley League. Starting lineups next. We've got the tip upcoming. Sheridan, Fort Loramie, D4 Redskins against the D1 Generals on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook, too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street-legal golf cart from Brunson.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to Facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the RECI Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too, online at RECI, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
Welcome back here to Berlin Island. I'm Jack Kramer with Derek Olding, pinch hitting for Chuck McBee here today. Fort Laramie Redskins, number one ranked in the state in girls division four. Sheridan, number four in D2. Some contradiction here at Media Row about what division Sheridan is in. The formal printed program says division one. Thought that was incorrect. I've double checked, triple checked. They are D2, ranked number four in the state. Is Sheridan. Starting lineup for the Fort Laramie girls is as follows. Victoria Mesher, six-footer, junior, 13 points a game. She's on the front line along with Avery Brandewee, 5'10", junior, 8 points per outing. At the point, Jaden Rose, 7 points a game, 5 foot, 5-inch senior. Summer Hoying, 5'11", 9 points a game, a senior. On the front line, Skylar Albers, 5'10", wing player, senior, 8 points per game. For the Sheridan Generals, Jamison Stenson, about whom we've spoken, 5'11", performer, plays up front. Ava Heller, 5'7", wing player, double-digit score, also in the opening five, along with Nora Saffel, six-footer. She is a power forward. Fort Laramie wins the opening tip to start the game, and right away the Redskins miss a long jumper, and quickly at the other end, Stinson, Jamison Stinson, who stands 5'11", went well beyond the arc and launched in a long 30-footer. Quickly, Fort Laramie counters. Great entry pass by Jaden Rose to Victoria Mesher, who leans in and nails an 8-footer. It's 3-2 in favor of the Generals, who are the visiting team on the scoreboard in the road red with some white, gray, and black trim. Fort Laramie in the home white, red numerals outlined in black. And in the first 40 seconds, a couple of quick field goals to start. With the basketball on the arc, it is Sheridan. Ball thrown to Heller. Heller at the elbow, 16-foot jump shot, no good. Rebound Fort Laramie down to Hoying. On the arc to Jaden Rose, who spots up and shoots the three. It's off the back iron, rebounded on the inside by Stinson of Sheridan, which leads 3-2. We played a minute. Stinson brings it down, gives it to Heller, 25 feet away. On top to Peyton Powell, 5'8 guard. Good pass down inside to Stinson, right back to Powell. And Powell delivers to Saffel, who scores from 4 feet away. Sharing the ball nicely on that possession was Sheridan. which leads it 5-2. Standing on the arc is Skyler Albers for Fort Loramie. Peels off a screen, launches, misses, short. Rebound taken down by Sheridan. Here come the Generals into the half court. Ball thrown to the cutter. It is Peyton Powell. Ball swiped on the play by Brandewee. 1-2. Passes by Fort Loramie. Intercepted by Sheridan, which heaves it 75 feet out of bounds at the other end. One turnover deserves another. 6:10 to go, first quarter. 5-2 in favor of Sheridan. Sheridan brings the ball, or I should say Fort Loramie brings the ball into the half court in the person of Rose. Let's size up the defense for the visiting club on the scoreboard. The Sheridan Generals playing man-to-man. Here's Mesher down to the inside over Stenson. Yes, from 12 feet. Victoria Mesher, two field goals for Fort Loramie, which trails by a point, 5-4. 5:46 to go here in the first quarter. Top of the circle, Peyton Powell to Heller. Heller feeds down inside to Stinson. She overshoots a banker. Weak side rebound by Hoying of Fort Loramie, which is down a point, 5-4. 5:31 to go here in the first period. Mesher top of the circle, popping out to catch is Brandewee. Brandewee peers in, goes to the foul line, down the left lane line, to the backboard. Thought she was fouled, no call. Rebound by Sheridan, deflected pass. Fort Loramie's got it at midcourt. It's Brandewee storming into the lane, wheels and deals, foul against Sheridan. I think it was Stinson on the inside who got her. Two free throws for Fort Loramie's Brandewee, with the score at 5-4 in favor of Sheridan. Foul shot, Redskins is on the way. Yes, it's good. It's Jaden Rose who was bumped. She had stared the rebound, thought Brandewee was nicked on the arm on the initial shot. Rose on the stick back attempt was hammered. Her first free throw is good to tie the count at 5. Second foul shot hits the front rim and crawls over. 6-5, Fort Loramie up a point with 5:08 to go here in the first quarter. Here is Sheridan bringing the ball into the forecourt. Baseline left, handled by Saffel on the arc to the three-point shooter. Here's a long one. It is wide right, bumped up there by Peyton Powell. Rebound sprays into the corner, and the Generals track it down. Ball thrown top of the circle to Miley Forgrave, 5'4 sophomore, in off the bench. Good defense, but Fort Loramie man-to-man is really snug at the moment. Here is a corner shooter for Sheridan. It is in the air, off the mark, no good. Rebound Fort Loramie. Shot missed by Hallie Warner. Redskins snag the board. Alex Rose on the floor now for Fort Loramie. Alex, a 5'9 guard, gives it up between the rings to Jaden. Ball handled by Alex, 25 feet away. 4:12 to go, first period. Fort Loramie up 1-6-5. Baseline drive by the Redskins, Brandewee. It is deflected, knocked out of bounds by Stinson. 5'11 is Jamison Stinson. 18 points a game. Plays like she's 6'2 or 6'3. She's had 31 once, 29 twice in three games this year. Headed to a D1 collegiate program. Here's Brandewee on the arc, down inside to Victoria Mesher. Powers to the rim, left it short. Rebounded by Sheridan. Generals have the ball at midcourt. It's Peyton Powell. Picked up by Mesher, 35 feet away. 94-foot floor here at the Classic in the country. Oh, a good dish down on the inside. A drive, a feed. And Nora Saffel, a 6-foot senior, gets the cripple down low. Excellent assist. And there was a foul on Fort Loramie. The hoop counts. 7-6 in favor of Sheridan. Saffel's free throw, front rim, backboard, and good. 8-6 in favor of the Generals. Halfway through the opening quarter. Ava Heller, who started and left for a rest, but is back on the court for Sheridan. On the bounce at midcourt, it is Jaden Rose for Fort Loramie. High right to Brandewee. Now Ariel Heitkamp is in. Heitkamp, 5 feet, 7 inches tall. Baseline right, it goes on the play to Brandewee, who turns and hits an 8-footer. Brandewee on the mark. Fort Loramie Redskins have crept into the lead at 9-8. Is the scoreboard correct, Derek? I'm not sure. Here's a baseline shot by Stinson. Shy grazed the rim. Scrum for the loose ball. Wow, the officials are letting this go on forever. And Fort Loramie comes out of there with it. It's Heitkamp. Collision in backcourt. She is fouled. Scoreboard reads 8 apiece, correct, Derek?
Yes, yeah, correct.
Thought there for an instant it showed 9 for the visiting team. But it is 8-all. Fort Loramie trailed 5-2 at the outset when the Generals poured in 5 quick points in the opening 55 seconds. Redskins have battled back. Chance to go on top here with 2:56 left in the first. 8-8 score. Head of the key, Alex Rose. High right to Summer Hoing, who hasn't touched it much in this game. Now it's fed on the play to Alex. Goes baseline right as the Sheridan Generals missed a steal. Rose went to the rim, pulled up, and drained a 10-foot shot. 10-8, Fort Loramie in the lead. 2.5 to go, first quarter. Dribbling down the right side for the Sheridans is Stinson. On her light blue right now is Albers for Fort Loramie. Now to Heller. Stinson's got it at midcourt. Popping out to catch is Saffel. Left-hand dribble down the left lane line. Fires low on the right to Stinson. Ducks under. Makes it from 5 feet. It is 10 apiece with 2:10 left here in the opening period. Mesher to midcourt for Fort Loramie. Veers off to the right. Coming out to catch is Skylar Albers. Oh, a back cut by Mesher. Caught it on the weak side. Laid it in. Oh, super pass on the play by Albers. Fort Loramie sneaks ahead by 2, 12-10. A minute 48 left here in the first. On the arc at Stinson. Gives it up straight away to Miley Forgrave. Back to Stinson for a 27-foot bomb. Got it. Long distance shot by Jamison Stinson.
And that shot was on the money.
The 5'11 senior poured it through. 13-12 in favor of the Sheridan Generals. Here's Albers, dribble drive, right baseline. She goes down, defender goes down. The ball rolls away, touch last by Sheridan, and Fort Loramie will throw in. Redskins making significant changes as the officials look at each other, change the call out of bounds to Sheridan. Albers on the last touch. A minute 17 left in the first. Sheridan in backcourt. It is Hallie Warner, 5'10 junior guard. Gives it up on the play to Stinson. Left side pass to Warner. Goes top of the circle to Saffel at 6 feet. Stinson behind a screen, left wing, long three. Bingo again. Wow. She is hot. 16-12, Generals lead before. Quickly, Fort Loramie counters. Hoing on the inside. Fade away from 7 feet. Backboard, rim no good. Tie up on the rebound, foul against Sheridan. Ball out of bounds to Fort Loramie with 50.5 remaining in the opening quarter. Inbounding Redskins, baseline left is Jaden Rose. Addie Schaefer picked up the personal. Thrown to Brandewee in the paint, spinning, double-teamed, being hounded. Gives it up on the arc to Jaden Rose. Long one is good, but Jaden Rose, wow. Close to 30 feet was Jaden on that one. She's having a dynamite senior season. 16-15, one-point lead for the Generals. 28 seconds to go, first quarter. Here's a back cut. Nice play by Sheridan. Ball dished to Hallie Warner. And she was kneed as she got toward the rim, flipped it up toward the iron, drew the two-shot foul, and the Generals have a chance to go up by 3. No, it's ruled a foul on the floor. Fort Loramie gets a break, and Sheridan will throw in baseline left. Generals have done a good job passing and cutting so far in this game. It's a well-schooled, crisp passing, Division II club, large Division II program. 14 seconds to go, first quarter. Generals by 1 over Fort Loramie. These two teams played in a summer shootout. Fort Loramie was missing 4 starters. Dribble drive by Stinson. Oh, a great lob down inside to Saffel. She missed it. She missed the stick back. And Fort Loramie dodged a bullet there at the end of the first quarter. Good chances blown by Sheridan. Fort Laramie down one after 8 minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a 2-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
It's quarter number two here on scoresbroadcast.com. Sheridan leads Fort Laramie by a 16-15 count. Redskins girls on defense as we open up the second stanza. Here's a long three from the right flank. It is good. Wow, bombed in from distance, but Peyton Powell, she got a screen. All of these Sheridan Generals girls can pump it up from three-point land. Fort Laramie firing down inside to Mesher. Mesher shot fake, then up strong, foul in the act of shooting. She gets two. Key building components for this game, Fort Laramie needed to score down inside. Victoria Mesher has responded, 6 in the first quarter for her. Key building component for Fort Laramie. Redskins have got to make sure that Jamison Stinson doesn't go off for 25 points or more. And the leading scorer for the Generals has 9. So the Redskins not handling that component very well. The free throw by Fort Laramie was missed by Mesher. Second shot, Mesher good. Scoreboard a little difficult to read, Derek, to our left. 18-16, is that what it says?
That's exactly what it says.
18-16 in favor of the Generals.
And it is hard to read.
Fort Laramie, 1 of 2 at the stripe there. And the Generals bring the ball down up and over the timeline. A minute gone here in the second period. Ball thrown deep right corner to Stinson. Checked now by Summer Hoing of Fort Laramie. Skip pass across the floor to Peyton Powell. Now Saffle at 6 feet playing outside. Dribbles. Left corner Powell into the post. Kicked on the play by Fort Laramie. Key building components for these two teams. Mesher's got a score. So does Stinson for the Generals. They both responded. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rucci can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze rates high with excellent scores. Francis Schulze and Rucci, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze and Rucci. Ball inbound below the rim by Sheridan after Fort Laramie deflected it out, and the end result on the pass to the post was a momentary tie-up, no whistle, then a foul on the Generals, and the Redskins will bring it down. Trailing by 2, 18-16, 6:27 left here in the second quarter. Derek and I both having a little difficulty reading the scoreboard at a sharp angle here. Top of the circle, Summer Hoying. Baseline right to Albers. Here's a runner, and she walked before contact. Good call by the referee. 18-16, Fort Laramie down two. In a moment, we'll highlight a couple new sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru at 66 and 47. As Saffel scores on the inside for Sheridan. Caught the lob pass from Peyton Powell and made the three-footer right in front. Used the backboard. It is 20-16 in favor of the Sheridan Generals as Fort Laramie dribbles on top with Jaden Rose. Another new underwriting sponsor is the Rushi Inn. The Inn thing for breakfast from 5:30 to 10 in the morning. Long three-pointer tried by Skylar Albers. It is no good. Off the heel of the rim. Rebound down to Sheridan. Sheridan into the half court. Ball thrown on top to Forgrave. Right wing to Stenson. Another three. Oh, is she a sweet shooter. Woo! Outstanding. I had misread the scoreboard. It was not 20-16. It was 21-16. That three ball by Stenson makes it an 8-point game. She is red hot. She's already in this contest, got a dozen. Timeout Fort Laramie, back in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Laramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at BurkePetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, Petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
But Jamison Stenson of Sheridan already has two-thirds of her points per game total, averaging 18. She's got 12. And the visiting club on the scoreboard from Perry County, east of Columbus, is bolded to an 8-point lead over Fort Laramie, 24-16, 3 minutes gone here in the second period. Fort Laramie just had the ball stolen at midcourt right in front of us. And then the Redskin player swiped it back but stumbled and walked. Tough luck violation against Fort Laramie. Sheridan with possession outside the arc. It's thrown on the play to Ava Heller. Left wing to Peyton Powell. Hits a cutter down the lane. Sprinting toward the rim and scoring is Hallie Warner. And the lead swells to 10 for Sheridan. 26-16. Right now, last 2 minutes of action. Half-court offense for Sheridan is cutting up Fort Laramie's D. Four and a half to go here in quarter number two. Ball thrown right side to Carissa Meyer, who's checked in for the Redskins, and it is smacked out of bounds on the play by Sheridan. Fort Laramie's got to score points on this possession. The lead is swollen to 10. It's flipped on the court to Jaden Rose straight away. Rose on the bounce. Holds it, coming out to catch is Brandewee. Ball fired to Mesher in the paint area. Slashing across the lane, off her fingertips, stolen by Sheridan, which heaves it out of bounds in the corner. No save by Stenson. Stenson hits a cutter, driving down the lane. Shot laid up by Heller. Backboard, rim, no. Rebound off to Albers. Albers airmails up ahead to Jaden Rose, driving, shooting wildly, not good. Redskins corral the rebound. Heitkamp lets go a three. It is long, no good. Rebound on the inside, laid up and scored by Skylar Albers. Good rebound goes to Brandewee, who got the final tip. Credited to Avery. Big hoop by Fort Laramie. which trails 26-18, 3:44 to go in quarter number two. That was a significant possession. Redskins needed points to stop the bleeding. Sheridan works the ball around, head of the key, handled by Forgrave. Into the post to Saffel. She's double-teamed, stolen on the play by Heitkamp. Heitkamp throws it cross-court. It is picked off by Sheridan. A tie-up results. Arrow favors Fort Loramie. Hey, to get your car or truck running right and back on the road, take the road to the intersection of Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru with a great reputation for vehicle service and repair, plus towing available 24/7. Myers is second to none, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby County for 60 years. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, your first choice and the right choice since the 1960s. To get your car or truck running right, call on Myers. Fort Loramie hammers the ball down inside. Brandewee with bucket number two in a row. Brandewee going to work. Good pressure defense for the Redskins, far side of the floor, and they cause an errant throw out of bounds. 26-20 in favor of the Sheridans. Lead is swollen to 26-16 halfway through the second period. Loramie now with a chance to slice it to four or even three. Here's Avery Brandewee throwing to Albers. Albers inside the arc on the right flank. Chucks up a long three. It skids off the rim. The rebound is punched out of bounds by Sheridan. 2:46 to go in the second. Baseline left. Jaden Rose inbounds. Foul line to Summer Hoying. Gets away a 16-footer off the back iron. No good. Oh, following is Ariel Heitkamp to the rim. Shot missed, but a foul. Alert play by Ariel. In a crafty fashion, she slithered between two players from Sheridan and got the stick back up on the iron, fouled on the arm, two free throws for Heitkamp. The first one is no good. Sheridan 26, Fort Loramie 20, 2:43 left to go here in the first half. Oh, that Rushi Inn, outstanding breakfast, 5:30 to 10 daily. The aroma of fresh eggs a-cookin' and hot coffee a-percolatin' are right under your nose in the village of Rushi, 101 East Main. It's about the only 5:30 breakfast around. Don't forget lunch specials from 11 to 1 at the Rushi Inn, 101 East Main in Rushi. One free throw made by Heitkamp, the second, 26-21. Here's Stinson in the forecourt for the Sheridan Generals. That one is in and out, hangs on the iron, comes off over the back on the rebound against Fort Loramie. Stinson finally missed one. That was a three-pointer, and it was well below the iron. Might have touched the net a little bit, but snapped away. Redskins could not corral the rebound. Sheridan's got it, leading by five. 2:25 to go, second quarter. Here's a high dribble by Heller, who throws on the arc to Peyton Powell. Right baseline at Saffel. Saffel into the paint area. Flips top of the circle. Nearly stolen on the play by Albers, but gotten back by Sheridan. Dribbling is Warner. Warner 25 feet away to Stinson. The 5'11 Division I college player has the ball at the timeline. Fakes right, goes left. Oh, right down the middle of the floor. Lays it up, in and out. Rebound Hoying of Fort Loramie. Long lead out to Albers. Look at her go. Skylar Albers to the rim. Blew the layup. Heitkamp got the rebound. It's tied up. And this time the arrow, I think, will favor Sheridan. And it does. Opportunities missed there by both teams close in. Redskins have got a real chore on their hands dealing with Stinson of Sheridan. Dynamite performer headed to North Florida. That's where she'll play her college ball, averaging 18. She's got 12 so far in this game. 26-21, Sheridan leads. 90 seconds left in the first half. Saffel's got the ball at midcourt. Down the right side to Heller, on top to Warner. Here's Stinson popping out. Deep right corner three. Clangs off the rim. Weak side rebound to Mesher. Mesher on the bounce across the timeline. Left flank to Albers, right back to Victoria. Baseline Jay from seven, in and out, no good. Foul by Saffel, who tagged her on the wrist. Couple free throws for Victoria. Love the way the Redskins with even a slight advantage at 4-on-3. We'll push it down inside to Mesher immediately. Once Fort Loramie gets it up and over the timeline. Foul shot by Victoria is on the mark. 26-22, four-point lead for Sheridan over Fort Loramie. 70 seconds to go here in the first half. Next free throw, Mesher, switch, got them both.
Two of them on the mark.
Yep, 26-23, Derek. Fort Loramie scored seven straight. In fact, the Sheridans, after that Fort Loramie timeout, have not scored in close to 3 minutes. Here's a press being put on by Fort Loramie, nearly stolen at midcourt. Heck of a play by Victoria Mesher, who went leaping into the scorer's table, nearly snatched it, hit the stripe on the side of the floor. Possession Sheridan, 56 seconds to go, second period. 26-23 in favor of the Generals, who once led by 10. That was back at the four-minute mark. Since then, Fort Loramie has really tightened up its man-to-man defense. Head of the key with the ball, Jamison Stinson for Sheridan. Looks at the clock, 37 seconds to go. She gave it up, got it back. On her now at the timeline is Brandewee. Three-point game, Fort Loramie will be pleased with that at halftime. Once trailing by double digits in this second period. Clock winding down to 20. Stinson on the bounce. Not checked tightly by Brandewee. Avery comes out a little more snugly. 12 seconds to go. Brandewee tightening down the defense. Stinson dribbling, looks for a screen. Six to play. Hoing picks up Stinson. Stinson from 30 feet out, doesn't shoot. Flings one toward the rim. Oh, my goodness! She made a hook shot from 33 feet. Desperation in the half court. Stinson's got a touch. Man, does she know how to shoot the basketball. That was one she wouldn't even try in horse, I don't think. Wow. 29-23. Hail Mary in the half court by Jamison Stinson, who ups her total for the game to 15. Fort Loramie had reeled off seven straight and nearly wiped out a 10-point deficit, cut it to three. The three-pointer by Stinson makes it a six-point game at intermission, 29-23 in favor of the Sheridan Generals. And, Derek, that has got to be our Wisebridge play of the first half of this game. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Give Wisebridge a call. A number one when it comes to tax planning and retirement planning. Call on Wisebridge Wealth Management. We'll take a break. Then after a couple more commercials, return for our halftime here on scoresbroadcast.com. Fort Loramie down by 6, 29-23 on Scores.
Hello, pumpkin. It's that time of year. The Great Pumpkin Pie has arrived at Frisch's, and it's just as delicious as you remember. With a flaky, made-from-scratch crust and silky, real pumpkin filling, each pie is baked to perfection and ready to enjoy. Or try another delicious fall favorite, our pumpkin spice caramel cake. With layers of ice cream and Frisch's pumpkin spice cake topped with a caramel drizzle. Stop in, call ahead, or pre-order online at Frisch's.com, DoorDash, or Uber Eats. Bring cheer to your holiday table this season with a pumpkin dessert from Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
It is halftime on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack Kramer with Derek Olding here at the Berlin Highland Classic in the country. After two quarters of play, 29-23, Division II Sheridan over the Redskins by six. It was once a 26-16 game midway through the second. At Fort Loramie did tally seven in a row. And an unbelievable Hail Mary hook shot from close to 30 feet by Jamison Stinson at the buzzer concluded the first half scoring. Deficit for Fort Loramie is six. Very good first half for the Redskins in the form of Victoria Mesher, Jaden Rose, and Avery Brandewee with 9, 5, and 6 respectively in the first half of this game. Mesher 9, Rose 5, Brandewee 6 to pace the scoring for the Redskins. 15 for Stinson. She is by far and away the leading scorer for the Sheridan Generals. Mesher on her game so far for Fort Loramie, no doubt about it, averaging close to 13 now per outing. She made a big Wisebridge play or two in that first half. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Wisebridge is your bridge to a secure future. Using simple, visible strategies and solutions, make your next play. Call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Halftime here on ScoresBroadcast.com with Fort Loramie trailing the six is being brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Bodkins, building excellence. Schnipple is building hotels for the hospitality industry. And we're also brought to you here at halftime on ScoresBroadcast.com by J&J Brodigham in Sydney, your preferred underground plumbing specialist. Words from Schnipple and J&J Brodigham next on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Bodkins, which has been building excellence for seven decades.
It was back in 1953 and three generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Bodkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Bodkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Bodkins, building excellence.
Leading the way is J&J, Brodigam. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Brodigam has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brodigam can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for yourself. For several years, Brodigam has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Brodigam also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it. Just jet it with Brodigam. Yes, Brodigam, with 35 years experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Brodigam, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro, J&J Brodigam.
This is Jack Kramer with Derek Olding once again here at the Classic in the Country at Berlin Highland. Halftime, 29-23 Sheridan over Fort Loramie. A back-breaking three by Jamison Stinson of the Generals to end the first half. Pushed the lead for the Sheridan Generals to 6 over the Redskins, who cut a 10-point deficit down to 3. These two teams met in a scrimmage, a shootout in the summer. Fort Loramie lacked 4 starters in that contest. Sheridan whipped up on Fort Loramie. At that time, it was not known who Fort Loramie's opponent was going to be at the Classic in the Country. They meet again here today, and the Redskins have got to find an answer for Stinson, who is already at 15 points. She's averaging 18 on the year per game for the Sheridan Generals. Good first half for Victoria Mesher, 9 points for the Redskins. Avery Brandewee pumped in 6. We've got the third quarter upcoming on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but 2 delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
It is Sheridan basketball as we start quarter number 3. 29-23, the Generals lead. Right away, Stinson pops open left corner, and the 5'11 senior star misses a 3. Rebound goes right to Saffel, who lays it in from 5 feet. Boy, that was a fortuitous bounce. Fort Loramie counters the other way. Albers storms to the rim, lays it through for a deuce. 31-25, Generals lead the 6, opening minute, third quarter of action. Saffel, top of the circle to Heller. Heller feeds a teammate gliding down the lane. It's Warner, who scores off the backboard, and she's fouled. 33-25. The lead extended back out to 8 for the Generals. Just under 7 to go here in quarter number 3. Trying to complete the 3-point play, Warner for Sheridan. Missed it off the flange. Rebound to Hoying of Fort Loramie. Outlet to Jaden Rose. She goes to the elbow on the left to Brandewee. Hits Hoying cutting down the lane. Splits a couple defenders. Was tripped on the play while shooting. I think she will be permitted to stroll to the stripe. Yep. In the act of putting up the leaner. Hoeing was nailed on the arm, also tripped down low. She sinks the foul shot. 33-26, Fort Loramie down 7. 6:49 to go, third quarter. Second shot by Hoeing in the air. Yes, she calmly tosses in a pair. The lead 6 for Sheridan over Fort Loramie. 33-27, 6:39 to go here in the third quarter of action. Saffold to Warner. Straight away, Saffold. Foul line, back to the basket. Wide open player below the rim. Catches and lays it through. Ava Heller got free as Fort Loramie forgot about her. She was lonesome. Here's Albert shooting a three from the right wing for the Redskins. It's high off the iron. Rebound down to Stinson. Long outlet to Warner. Back to Stinson. 35-27 the lead for the Sheridan Generals. On the dribble, on the arc, handling the ball is Heller as she dropped it. Picked off by Fort Loramie. Thrown down the floor to Hoeing. Hoeing's too far under. Can't get it to go. Rebound far corner by the Generals, and then the officials toot the whistle and now confer. Did Fort Loramie get a timeout before the previous shot? Ball is going to be given out of bounds to the Generals. Not sure what that confab by the referees was all about. Nonetheless, not much has changed. Redskins missed, and the loose ball rebound in the corner was eventually grabbed by Sheridan, which brings the ball down the floor with 5:47 to go here in the third quarter. Am I correct on the scoreboard, Derek? 35-27?
That's what it looks like to me.
Yep. Again, we are viewing it at a fairly sharp angle, and it tends to be a little obscured, the digits. Foul away from the action against Fort Loramie, which is down 8. 5 minutes, 40 seconds remaining here in the third period. Buzzer sounds at the scorer's table. And again, a brief conference.
These scoreboards remind me of the old white rights, if you remember those, Jack.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our Fort Loramie game sponsors. With us each and every Fort Loramie contest all year long, M&A Muffler and Tires, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, and Geyer's Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram in Fort Loramie. We say hello to all of you. Thanks for sponsoring here on scoresbroadcast.com. 5.5 to go in the third. After the discussion at the scores table, the Generals throw the ball inbounds to Saffold in the paint. Hooks it up with a left hand. Sloppy shot, no good. Rebound is smacked out of bounds by Sheridan. Fort Loramie needs a goal right here. Redskins down 8, 5:22 left in the third. Albers on the arc, high right to Brandewee. Brandewee goes foul line to Hoeing. Hoeing tries a runner, passed up a 15-footer, missed it, no good. Rebound Albers, low on the left, not good. Mesher gets in between two red jerseys, handles the rebound, and she is plastered on the shoulder, trying to get the shot up. She is awarded 2. Fine, aggressive board work by Fort Loramie on this possession. Mesher's free throw circles the rim and comes out. The lead for Sheridan, 8, 35-27, 5:10 to go in the third. Second shot by Mesher, 1, 2, 3 dribbles. Yes, she nails it. 35-28 in favor of Sheridan, which walks the ball up and over the timeline. 30 feet away, it's Powell. Powell to Heller. Far left wing to Warner. Straight on. Warner on the bounce. Gives it to Stinson. Stinson gave it up. Got it back. Shot the three. Long distance. Swish! Oh, that's a patented play. They screen for her from 15 feet, 25, 30. No matter how far out, she's got infinite range, and she's now up to 18. Fort Loramie, good entry pass on the play. Aerial Heitkamp for Avery Brandewee, who muscled up a six-footer, got it to go. Timeout Redskins, 4:32 left here in the third quarter. The score is 38-30 in favor of Sheridan over Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Sheridan with the ball after the timeout on the arc. Makes a poor pass and Fort Loramie intercepts. Redskins down to our left with the basketball. Trailing 38-30. Under four to play in the third quarter. On the bounce, 30 feet away, straight on, Jaden Rose. That's the number Jaden wears on her back. Gives it up to Hoing, who pops out to catch. Left flank Mesher, right back into Hoing. Double teamed. Good passing. Here's a deep right corner jumper by Halber. Strong, no good. Weak side rebound yanked down by Warner of Sheridan. 3:28 left in the third quarter. Fort Loramie behind 38-30. To Division II Sheridan, a club the Redskins scrimmaged at a shootout in the summer, missing four starters. Sheridan over two quarters outpointed Fort Loramie. Redskins were wary of Stinson, who's averaging 18 a game, and that's where she stands right now. 18 points have been reached by Jamison Stinson. She's at 29 twice, 31 once. This year for Sheridan. Fort Loramie stabs the ball out of bounds into the Sheridan Generals bench. Here's Ava Heller taking the throw, top of the circle. Lainey Miller, 5'11", sophomore in now. She's got the ball. Foul stripe back to the rim. Generals taking time off the clock. Shot fake, Warner on the arc. Sheridan very patient here. Down to 2:43 to go in the third. Ball thrown to Miller, high post, 25 feet away. To Saffel, back to Miller. Throws the ball into the paint area. It's caught on the play by Heller, and then she barrels into a Redskin defender. Offensive foul. Good choice by the referee. Sheridan milked the clock for every bit of 45 seconds. Timeout called. 2:34 left, third quarter. Fort Loramie hanging around, down by 8 to Sheridan, 38-30 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he'd actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with the handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
A big 2 minutes plus to close out the third quarter for the Fort Loramie girls, who trail by 8 Redskins have the ball attacking an offense to her left. It's Heitkamp. Baseline left on the play to Summer Hoeing. Oh, she can't get it to drop. She is shot in bad luck here today. Banked it up, fading away from 9 feet. Hung on the rim, fell off. Rebound down to the Generals. 1:55 to go in the third quarter. The difference is 8, 38-30. Here's Stinson on the dribble. Fakes right, goes left. Throws to Saffel in the paint. Dropped it. Warner picked it up. Doesn't shoot. Back out high to Stinson. Trying to compress the second half somewhat is Sheridan with ball control. Stenson dribbling too much on the arc, and she coughed up the ball and then collides with Jaden Rose and knocks her flat to the floor. Common foul, Redskins ball. Port Loramie, last couple of possessions, has had fine opportunities, just has not cashed in. Hoeing sits down. Summer with a couple of points in this game. Again, she has not gotten fortunate rolls on the iron. Here's Jaden Rose on the arc inside to Mesher. Mesher has the ball tucked away from her. It's loose. Mesher tries to roll it to Albers in the corner, and it goes out of bounds. Jaden Rose passed up a 15-foot shot, threw it into the paint to Mesher, who attracted two or three red shirts. And that possession did not end well for Fort Loramie, which is down still 38-30, a minute 11 to go, third period. Here's Heller. Heller to Warner. Shot fake from 15. Leans in. Tried to draw a foul. Didn't. Good defense by Fort Loramie. Generals still have the ball. Time out, Sheridan. We work down to a minute to go in the third. We're stuck at 38-30. Fort Loramie down 8 on scorersbroadcast.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet. My wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers. They were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
Up after the Sheridan timeout, the Generals pass the ball into Hallie Warner. She posts up, draws a two-shot foul, misses free throw number one. Her second is on the way. It's good. 9-point deficit facing Fort Loramie. Final 50 seconds, third quarter. Ball thrown to Mesher in the lane. Good overplay by Sheridan, and that pass is swiped. Redskins bench wanted a foul. It wasn't called. The throw into the middle of the floor. Below the foul line to Mesher, telegraphed, and Sheridan stole it. Half minute left, third period, 39-30 in favor of the visiting club on the scoreboard. Fort Loramie playing tenacious defense. Heitkamp on Warner. Here's Stinson, 30 feet away against Brandewee. 18, 17, 16. Stinson is at the big H logo for Highland at midcourt. Starts a drive. Redskins checker tightly with a second player. Loose ball right corner. Three to play in the period. Ball thrown to Warner. Scattered floor. Long jump shot straight away. Missed by Peyton Powell. Third quarter closes. Good deep of the Redskins down the stretch. Nobody scored last 2.5 to 3 minutes of the period. At the end of three, 39-30 in favor of the Generals over Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology.
We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment and Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
Here we go, fourth quarter. Fort Loramie behind by nine still, 39-30. Sheridans have the ball to our right. The Sheridan Generals feature Stinson, who's got 18 points. And here's a back cut, well displayed by Sheridan, drawn up nicely during the third quarter break. Warner spun in the lane, got the short shot to fall, and Fort Loramie's behind by 11. Redskins at the offensive end attack, and here's a scrum for a loose ball at the foul stripe. It's tied up. Arrow favors Fort Loramie. Biggest deficit of this game facing Fort Loramie, 41-30, 11. Redskins have been down by 10 twice. Inbounds play to Brandewee. Brandewee leans in, banks it. It's rolling around like a top, and it goes in. Big shot for Fort Loramie. Brandewee pumps it home. Nice execution below the basket. 41-32, Fort Loramie down 9. Stinson in the right corner. Sends it on top to Warner. The leading team spreads the floor. High right, it's Heller coming out to catch 25 feet away, Peyton Powell. Powell looks for Saffold, gets it to her. Clock down to 7 left here in the fourth. Sheridan Generals eating up valuable time, nursing a 9-point advantage, 41-32. Coming out to catch it is Heller, back to Saffold. Right wing, Stinson. Stinson to a teammate. It is dished on the play to Warner, who missed the driving layup. And the rebound is coughed up out of bounds. Last touch by Sheridan. Significant Fort Loramie possession upcoming here. 6:40 to go in the fourth quarter. 41-32 in favor of Sheridan. Midcourt, it is Jaden Rose, left side to Brandewee. Brandewee gives it up straight away to Albers. Low in the left. It is Brandewee, lost it, Hoyne got it back, threw on the arc to the three-point shooter, long one, Albers, no good, off to the left, rebounded by Sheridan. Redskins stuck at 32, Fort Loramie has scored just 2 points in the last 4.5 minutes. Very bad pass by Sheridan, lob down inside for Saffold, off her fingertips, Redskins have it. Another chance to get it to 6 or 7. Baseline drive by Albers. Throws low on the right to a teammate. Shot laid up in traffic. No good by Brandewee. She hits the deck, fouled, and she earns 2 at the stripe. 41-32, Fort Loramie down 9. 5:55 to go here in the fourth. Hey, we've been doing business for 40 years, creating beautiful hair with beautiful care. We are Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, across from Brookins. We'll style your hair and make it shine right here at Cutaway. Deb Gubo, the owner and stylist. Additional stylists, Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway Styling Salon, your family salon for mom, dad, the adult children, and kids. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Our experience, your style, will help you create it. Redskins go 1 of 2 at the stripe. Brandewee splits a pair. 41-33, 8-point game with 5:36 to go in the fourth. Cat and mouse offense now by Sheridan, which eats away at the clock. Head coach J.D. Walters deciding to drain it, spreading the floor. Oh, a great steal at midcourt by Brandewee. Brandewee hits a teammate coming toward the rim. Layup is good. Wow, nice play. Fort Loramie. Miley Shadow in off the bench. She was trailing all the way, got the two-pointer. Quick three, other end, Sheridan. Yes, by Saffold from downtown. Another backbreaker. Redskins had knifed it to 6. The three-pointer extends it to 9. Fort Loramie busts up the floor in a hurry. And the ball is punched out of bounds on the baseline by Sheridan. In fact, it's clearly ruled out of bounds to Fort Loramie, which tried to hurry up after the made three. Boy, a back-breaking three by Stinson into the second quarter. One right there by Saffel. Ball inbounded by the Redskins below the rim to bring it away in the lane. 44-35. Fort Loramie behind by 9. Here is Miley Chateau in the lane to Brandewee. Oh, a great wraparound pass to a teammate. Layup is good by Alex Rose. Woo! Near steal in backcourt by Mesher of Fort Loramie. 7-point game, 44-37, 4:40 left in the fourth. Fort Loramie hustling hard. Offense for Sheridan has stalled out. Oh, here's a break down the floor against pressure. Wild shot. It is missed on the play by the Sheridan's Heller. 3-on-1 break the other way. Fort Loramie driving toward the rim. Layup is good. Jaden Rose sprinted out ahead of the pack. Good feed from Mesher. Timeout called Sheridan. Fort Loramie on a run. 44-39. Redskins down only 5. 4:25 left in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
4 minutes, 22 seconds to go, fourth quarter, clock running. Sheridan with the ball at midcourt, leading Fort Loramie by 5, 44-39. Tell you what, when you get stagnant, don't run your offense. Bad things can happen. Sheridan has been too worried about milking the clock. Only has a long three ball from Saffel to show for its offense. Here in the last several minutes, Fort Loramie's cut into that once 11-point deficit. Down under 4 to go in the game. Here's Stinson on the arc for Sheridan. Gives it up on the play to teammate Hallie Warner. Finds an open player down the lane, Saffel. Saffel darts to the rim and banks it home. Big bucket for Sheridan. 46-39. Redskins trail by 7, 3:36 to go in the fourth. Top of the circle, Mesher splits two defenders. Baseline left to Hoing. Open from 10, can't get it to go. Oh, what a rebound! Yes, for the Redskins. Skyler Albers, I think, below the basket. No, Jaden Rose got the deuce. Oh, heavy-duty work on the offensive glass by Jaden Rose, who sneaked in there from a guard position, yanked down the rebound on the miss by Hoing. Boy, she has shot in poor luck all day long. Ball hung on the iron long enough for Rose to go up and get it and stick it through. Her free throw is swished. 46-42. Fort Loramie within 4. 3:26 to go here in the fourth quarter. Token pressure by the Redskins in backcourt. Ball walked up and over the timeline by Heller of the Generals. Picked up tightly 30 feet away by Brandewee. Outside the arc on the left, it's Warner. Warner foul stripe, doesn't shoot, peers back out. Far left wing to Saffel. And collision near the Highland logo. Fort Loramie dived in for the steal and fouled. Trying to locate the team fouls on the scoreboard, first on Fort Loramie, according to the board, here in the fourth quarter. And 3 have been committed by the visiting team, Sheridan. 3 minutes even to go in the fourth. Fort Loramie behind by 6. top of the circle, Saffold against Toying. Down the right side of the lane, bobbled the ball, shot it anyway, short. Rebound for Loramie. Redskins skate quickly down the court, nearly stolen. Oh, there was a walk that was missed. Fort Loramie got a big-time break. Redskins retain possession and set the attack down four. Far left side of the court to Albers. Albers is tied up momentarily by Sheridan, and it's ruled that Albers traveled. Tough call to take there, one of those 50-50 decisions, and it goes against Fort Loramie. Possession back to Sheridan. 2.5 left in the game. 4-point contest. Fort Loramie has given a very good account of itself against D2 Sheridan here today. Over guarding Mesher near midcourt, knocks down Heller. Common foul number 2 on Fort Loramie. Mesher's second. 46-42. Sheridan up before. Generals in the road red. White numbers, black and gray trim. Inbound to midcourt. Handled there by Ava Heller. They look for Stinson. She's got it far left wing. Gave it to Saffold. Back to Stinson. Intercepted on the play by Brandowee. Brandowee darts ahead for Fort Loramie. Nobody picks her up. A runner in the lane. Short, no good. Rebound taken down by Sheridan. Fort Loramie missed a chance there to slice it to 2. Under 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Sheridan up and over the timeline. 30 feet away, it's Warner. 46-42, Sheridan. 1:49 to go in the game. Dribble drive down the lane. Sheridan Generals. It's Heller. Bounce pass, feeding Stinson. Got away, out of bounds. And again, I repeat, when you worry too much about taking time off the clock and don't try to execute your offensive sets, sometimes your offense can really stall out. That's happened to Sheridan. Fort Loramie needs to capitalize here. 1:38 to go in the game. Top of the circle, Brandowee. 4-point lead for Sheridan. Brandowee at the elbow, looks for Hoing. Brandowee hits a cutter down the lane. Mesher, shot blocked and taken away by Stinson. Oh, that's why she's an All-Stater. Headed to North Florida to play college basketball. Sheridan possession. 70 seconds to go in this game. 46-42. Here's Saffold, 30 feet out. Hooks it, wide open player. Scattered floor. Caught low on the left by Warner, who lays it in. Fort Loramie double-teamed out on the arc. And the Generals found the open player and extend the lead to 6. Uphill battle now for the Redskins, who are down a half dozen with 1:04 to go on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Up the Redskins inbounded after the timeout. Jaden Rose attempts to feed Brandowee in the lane, and it's knocked free, taken away by Sheridan, which dribbles to midcourt, and Fort Loramie is called for a hooking foul at the timeline with 45.9 to go here in the fourth. Redskins down 6, 48-42. Fort Loramie's had chances. The offense for the Generals has not been real productive in the final two quarters. They've worried more about working time off the scoreboard clock than running their sets. But the Redskins simply have not made quite enough shots. Foul out near the timeline. Fourth on Fort Loramie. Next one will be a shooting foul. We're down to 42.5 to go in the fourth. 46-42, or I should say 48-42, in favor of Sheridan by 6. Ball inbounded, far side of the floor, handled there by Warner, and she is knocked to the ground by Fort Loramie. Free throws coming up here for the Sheridan Generals, who are in front with 6, 39.9 left here in the fourth. Boy, you won't believe the savings at your Pro Hardware store, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Century Hand Tools, 15% off them, 15% off everything in the store at your Pro Hardware store in Jackson Center at 112 East Pike. Century Hand Tools, made in America with lifetime warranties. You can't beat that. Save on beautiful white and gray shaker cabinets, too. And the kitchen cabinets at Jackson Center Pro Hardware, one half the cost of what the big box stores charge. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. We make buying hardware easy. Two free throws good by the Sheridan Generals. Then a long three pumped up by Albers. It is no good off the flange. Rebound below the rim. Nearly a tie up by Fort Loramie, but it's ruled a foul. And the Generals will shoot at the other end ahead by 8, 50-42, with 26.8 to go here in the fourth. It is Stinson at the stripe, fifth foul in Fort Loramie. Stinson shoots a pair. As a result of the rule change, no more 1-1. And on foul number 5, the shooter is awarded 2 shots. The first one by Stinson is too hard. Second one in the air, too hard again. 25 seconds to go in the game. Fort Loramie behind by 8, 50-42. Outside the arc on the left, it is Jaden Rose. Right wing to Albers, chucks up a 3. It is in and out. Oh, a tough break. Rebound low on the left by Sheridan. Foul against Brandewee of Fort Loramie. 12.8 to go here in the fourth period. Don't forget, tomorrow we're on the air at 11:20. 11:20 in the morning. It is Fort Loramie boys action against Sycamore Mohawk in game 1 of the MLK Classic at Fort Loramie. Boys basketball tomorrow. Additional games for you at about 4 and 7. Approximate tip times at 4:30 and 7:30. Rushi takes on Antwerp in one game, followed by the day's closer, Anna against Arlington. Fort Loramie substituting heavily now. Head coach Carla Siegel has regrouped her 5 on the floor. Fort Loramie now down by 10 as Sheridan drains 2 foul shots here in the final 15 seconds to lead it 52-42. Allison Holland on the floor for the Redskins, along with Maddie Chateau. Ball dropped at midcourt, picked up on the play by Stinson of Sheridan, and she runs the other way and lays it through, just beating the buzzer, and that's her final score. In fact, it winds up being the biggest margin of this game, 54-42. That final tally, the dozen-point spread, really not indicative of how closely this game was played. Fort Loramie beaten by undefeated Sheridan. Redskins now 13-2 on the year. D2 Sheridan now 12-0. We'll take a 3-minute break, then return with more of our wrap-up here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel, so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout for Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Up here today at the Classic in the Country at Berlin Highland, the Fort Laramie girls fall to the Sheridan Generals. Final tally 54-42. That was the biggest spread of this game. Fort Laramie trailed by 10 on a couple previous occasions. Redskins got it to 46-42 with 3 to 4 minutes to play. Had three empty possessions when Sheridan started turning the ball over and having empty possessions of its own. Sheridan worked hard to milk the clock over the last quarter and a half, and Fort Laramie got within striking distance. Redskins simply could not make big shots when the game was on the line with 2 to 3.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Good performances here today as we await the final stats on this contest. Fine showing from Victoria Mesher, Jaden Rose, and Avery Brandewee. We'll run down the scoring for you in just a matter of minutes. But that threesome was splendid here today. They made all the plays. The Wisebridge plays did Mesher, Brandewee, and Jaden Rose for the Redskins. Hey, make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future. Using simple, visible strategies and solutions, make your next play call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Laramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Laramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Looking for work?
Let Spherion work for you. Spherion is a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, you can choose from many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who can earn $24 per hour. GED not required. Spherion has 20 offices statewide, including Bell Fountain, Kenton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay. In Sydney, Spherion is at 213 North Ohio. Go to applyohio.com and register today. That's applyohio.com. Spherion, an amazing career starts here.
Welcome back to Berlin Highland, the classic in the country. Sheridan Generals 54, Fort Loramie Redskins 42. Second loss this year suffered by the Fort Loramie girls, who did not shoot it quite well enough here today. Only 1 of 9 behind the arc. Meanwhile, Sheridan 8 for 15, and their Division I collegiate bound Jamison Stinson was 6 for 10 on three-pointers, including a Hail Mary side court 30-foot hook shot. Oh, she was probably beyond foul line extended, that far out on the floor. Last split second decided to throw it up after the final shot offense for Sheridan stalled out very late in that second period. And it was desperation. She made it. Redskins had run off 7 straight to cut a 10-point deficit to 3. The three-pointer by Stinson. Instant back out to 6 at halftime. Redskins got it to 4 inside of 4 minutes to go in this game, but could not catch Sheridan, which wins it 54-42. Jamison Stinson led all scores for Sheridan. She pumped in 20 in this game, averaged 18. Fort Loramie did a little better job on her in the second half. Stinson was 7 of 13 in the field goal department, as I mentioned, 6 for 10 on threes. The 5'11 player only shot 3 inside the arc. She scored 20. Hallie Warner, 11. Nora Saffel had 12. Saffel, by the way, 4 of 5 on two-point shots in this game. On two-pointers, Sheridan was 12 for 27, 8 for 15 on threes, 20 of 42 for the game. Fort Loramie, 15 of 42 for the game. And as I noted previously, just 1 of 9 on threes for Fort Loramie in this contest. That shot made by Jaden Rose. Jaden, Victoria Mesher, and Avery Brandewey, the stars for Fort Loramie. Brandewey led the way with 11. Mesher and Rose had 10 each. Alex Rose had 4. Skylar Albers, 2. Ariel Heitkamp was 1 of 2 at the stripe. Maddie Chateau got a bust-out layup. Summer Hoing had a trip to the stripe that earned her 2 free throws. Summer just could not get one to drop. She was zipped for 8 from the floor. Had 5 or 6 appear to be dead center and pop out. Bad luck shooting day for Fort Loramie. Division II Sheridan victorious by 12 in the end. That was the widest margin in this game. Fort Loramie's biggest run was 7 in a row. That's when the Redskins were down 26-16. 4 lead changes, 3 ties. We'll close out our broadcast in just a few minutes here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E. Affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs. We build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area. Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney, our family has you covered.
As we alluded a few minutes ago, Victoria Mesher, Jaden Rose, Avery Brandewee, the stars of this game for Fort Loramie. A loss by 12 to Sheridan, 54-42. Game much closer throughout than that 12-point differential in the end. Mesher, Jaden Rose, Brandewee are stars of this game. Brought to you by Clancy's. Clancy's on Walpock Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Statistically, this game pretty even here today at the Classic in the Country at Fort Loramie, defeated by 12. But when you look at a number of stats, points in the paint, Fort Loramie won 22-20. Rebounding, 26-26 tie. Turnovers, 14 for Sheridan, 13 for Fort Loramie. The difference maker, Jamison Stinson, 5'11", 6 feet tall, out on the arc, took 10 tries, made 6, and Redskins just could not stop her. Fort Loramie knew what it was up against, but could not quite get the job done. Jamison Stinson with 20, 6 of 10 on the arc, the difference in this game. So many thanks to our Fort Loramie game sponsors with us each and every Fort Loramie contest only. There are three, including Geyer's, Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Dodges, Chrysler's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at GeyersInc.com, GeyersInc.com. Say, if you need the right solution for true comfort, calling Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians at Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. They meet all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots, and it's going to be mighty chilly over the next 10 days. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel perfect the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243, 295-3243, or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com. And don't forget, at M&A Muffler and Tires, there's a tire sale you'll never get tired of. It's going on all the time. Big savings at M&A on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, and Goodrich. Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires at 937-295-3971, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you will never get tired of. Fort Loramie girls now 13-2 on the season after having won 13 in a row since the season opening loss to Miami East. Redskins ripped off 13 triumphs straight. We're beaten here today by Division II Sheridan at 54-42. We've got Fort Loramie girls in action once again on Monday night, Martin Luther King Day night. Fort Loramie at home against Botkins, airtime 6:45. A tip about 7:15, Fort Loramie home to Botkins on Monday night. Don't forget a big array of contests for you on scoresbroadcast.com tomorrow. It all kicks off about 11:20 or so. Fort Loramie boys in action against Sycamore Mohawk. That is in the MLK Classic at Fort Loramie. Tip at noon. That's when it all kicks off. Fort Loramie boys against Sycamore Mohawk. That game is then followed up at 1:30 by the Dublin-Jerome St. Mary's game. 3 o'clock tip tomorrow at the MLK Classic for Marion Local Tri-Village. We'll cover the 4:30 game between Rushi and Antwerp. Both teams unbeaten. Airtime around 4. The game at 6 features Minster and Troy Christian. Should be a fine contest as well. And then at 7:30 tomorrow night, we'll provide coverage of Anna against Arlington. We'll have airtime at 4 and at 7 before the Rushi and Anna contest, respectively. So many thanks to our online listeners here today on Scores Broadcast, alongside Derek Golding, filling in for Chuck McBee. Once again, our final score, 54-42, as Sheridan defeats Fort Loramie. Redskins gave a very good account of themselves, just was not to be. Fort Loramie didn't shoot it quite well enough. Sheridan's offense stalled out second half. Fort Loramie's defense really picked it up. But the Redskins just did not cash in offensively enough when the game was on the line. It seemed like it was 46-42 forever. There at the 2.5, 3.5 minute mark, Fort Loramie just did not make enough shots. Who knows? Fort Loramie had chances to get it to 1 or 2. A big bucket right in there might have altered the whole dynamic of the last few minutes of this contest. And Derek, how are we on our commercial sponsors? Pretty well taken care of?
We are taken care of. All caught up.
And thanks to all of them for making this broadcast possible here today on Scores Broadcast, including a couple of new underwriting sponsors. Myers Garage and Drive Through, the right choice for 60 years to get your car or truck running right and back on the road. Take the road to the intersection of Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. You see, Myers has provided excellent workmanship in cars and trucks for 60 years. Also, take advantage of the convenience store and drive-through. Myers Garage and Drive-Through, the right choice since the 1960s. And thanks as well to the Rushi Inn here on scoresbroadcast.com. You can't beat breakfast at the Rushi Inn at 5:30 in the morning. Hey, there may not be another breakfast around at 5:30. The Rushi Inn's got it 5:30 to 10 daily at the Rushi Inn. The aroma of a fresh cooked morning breakfast is right under your nose in the village of Rushi. Don't forget, too, you got lunch specials from 11 to 1 at the Rushi Inn. For our sponsors online today for our online listeners. For Derek Olding alongside, and for Chuck McBee listening in. Chuck will be back with us tomorrow. Jack Kramer saying good afternoon from here at the Classic in the Country at Berlin Island. Final score once more, Sheridan 54, the Fort Laramie girls 42.
This Scores Broadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of Lacow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping Custom Fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping Custom Fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin. Serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. SecureCom in Minster. SECURCOM. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And these 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors, M&A Muffler and Tires, Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on Scores Broadcast.com.